It's a Pick Up the Roach Saturday. Today we're going to do Word Up. Leaders control every message, specifically body.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yeah.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Word Up. Leaders control. Leaders own every message. And today I'm going to do something that I rarely do to talk about body language, is I'm going to read directly from an article. This is an article that was last year in Forbes called 5 Ways That Body Language Impacts Leadership Results. It was written by a person named Carol Kinsey Goman. And it's just, it's exactly what I want to say, but she says it better than I could. So let me just read this to you. It says, engagement signals include head nods or tilts and open body postures. When people are engaged, they're going to face you directly, pointing at you with their whole body. However, the instant they feel uncomfortable, they may angle their upper body away, giving you the cold shoulder. And if they sit through the entire meeting with their arms and legs crossed, it's unlikely you have their buy-in. Also, monitor the amount of eye contact you're getting. In general, people tend to look longer and with more frequency at people or objects that they like. Most of us are comfortable with eye contact lasting about 3 seconds. But when we like or agree with someone, we automatically increase the amount of time that we look into eyes. Disengagement triggers the opposite. We tend to look away from things that bore or distress us. Body language savvy is part of a leader's personal brand. Great leaders sit, stand, walk, and gesture in ways that exude confidence, competence, and status. You know, good body language skills can help you motivate your direct reports, bond with audiences, present better ideas with more credibility, and authentically project your personal brand of charisma or gravitas. That's a powerful set of skills for any leader to develop. So when we say word up, leaders own every message, don't forget about body language as a message. It can make a huge part in your leadership journey. Have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.